Have you ever gone to a job interview, did your research, your homework, and the best that you could, and still didn't get the job? I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. What in the world are you going to do besides assault heaven with your prayers when something like this happens? That's a good place to start. I'm talking about prayer, because prayer gives you an opportunity to hear God's position about it. Prayer aligns you with the will of God, and prayer gives you access to divine power, power greater than your own, for greater is He that is within you than he that's in the world. Is there anything else you can do? Sure. Feedback can be your very best friend. Go on, touch your neighbor and say, feedback can be your very best friend. It's hard to ask for an honest and objective review of your interview performance, especially from somebody that you only met one time. But in order to do better the next time, you need to know the areas you need to work on. Now, you may have to convince the interviewer that really all you're doing is seeking feedback for improvement purposes only, not to challenge their opinion or ask for a second opportunity. Now, when you hear positive feedback, use that to encourage yourself. But if you get negative feedback, don't get defensive. When we open ourselves to criticism and comments and it comes back negative, it's common to feel angry and bitter and defensive. But get over it. Do something with that bad feedback. Yeah. Be prepared to put a plan in place to fix the holes in your game. Maybe you arrived a little late, you looked rushed, you were stressed out, you didn't seem to have all of your thoughts together, you were not up on the latest technology, and you didn't do a pretty good job of researching the company you're trying to join. So remember, if you get positive feedback, use it to encourage yourself. If you get negative feedback, put a plan in action to plug the holes in your game. Hey, and remember, expand your options and opportunities. You may have a gift, skills, or talent that can become a moneymaker. So while you're waiting for that big job opportunity to come along, put those gifts and skills to work. Volunteer and don't be afraid to try something new. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.